Unit 12. Business Networking.
拓展业务.
Networking Science.
人际关系学.
New words.
Networking.
Schmooze.
Solicitation.
Quota.
Referral.
Hereditary.
Trait.
2. Listen to a conversation on the relationships within a company. Choose the items from the list or refer to the conversation in order to complete the note.
Kevin, do you have a minute? I'd like to ask you about something. I think you can give me some advice. You have worked here longer, and I just want to know what you think.
Sure. I'm glad to help you. What is it?
I'm worried about the meeting this morning.
Why? I think the meeting went well. What do you worry about?
I'm afraid I was too rude.
Rude? You weren't rude at all, Annie. Why do you think so?
Well, I maybe talked to Mr. Drummond too directly. I thought maybe I said too much. I don't want him to be angry.
I understand. But really, you weren't rude at all. You said what you thought. I think he appreciates that.
But I'm new here, and I'm not sure he's used to that.
Listen, Annie, you shouldn't worry about Mr. Drummond. Although he's the president of the company, he's a very good man to work for. He's not sexist at all. He appreciates people for their ideas, and he's willing to take suggestions from men or women.
I'm very happy to hear that, Kevin. It's good to know I'm working in such a company.
I agree with you on that, Annie. I've been working for Mr. Drummond for 9 years. I feel he appreciates his employees for their work, not their gender. I would never change jobs.
Good. Thank you for telling me this.
Anytime if you have a good idea, don't be afraid to speak up. This is a company that appreciates initiative.
Kevin, do you have a minute? I'd like to ask you about something. I think you can give me some advice. You have worked here longer, and I just want to know what you think.
Sure. I'm glad to help you. What is it?
I'm worried about the meeting this morning.
Why? I think the meeting went well. What do you worry about?
I'm afraid I was too rude.
Rude? You weren't rude at all, Annie. Why do you think so?
Well, I maybe talked to Mr. Drummond too directly. I thought maybe I said too much. I don't want him to be angry.
I understand. But really, you weren't rude at all. You said what you thought. I think he appreciates that.
But I'm new here, and I'm not sure he's used to that.
Listen, Annie, you shouldn't worry about Mr. Drummond. Although he's the president of the company, he's a very good man to work for. He's not sexist at all. He appreciates people for their ideas, and he's willing to take suggestions from men or women.
I'm very happy to hear that, Kevin. It's good to know I'm working in such a company.
I agree with you on that, Annie. I've been working for Mr. Drummond for 9 years. I feel he appreciates his employees for their work, not their gender. I would never change jobs.
Good. Thank you for telling me this.
Anytime if you have a good idea, don't be afraid to speak up. This is a company that appreciates initiative.
New words.
Sexist.
Gender.
Initiative. 3. Listen to some ideas that may help make a network of people. Complete the table. Then put the statements in the right order according to what you've heard.
Why is it so important to network with other people when owning a business? Because without building those key relationships, our businesses won't grow. So you're probably saying what the steps are in effective networking. 1. Attend networking functions with a goal. Make sure how many people you want to talk to. 2. Create a 30 to 60 second verbal business card. Be creative and passionate. 3. Find people that you want to learn more from, but not your friends. 4. Avoid long conversations just because they are comfortable. Remember, you are there for a purpose to grow that leads list. 5. Strive to show interest in others. Listen, listen, listen. 6. show the confidence and passion about what you do. People will want to do business with passionate people. 7. Avoid the me, me, me concept. No one cares about you. All they care about is themselves. 8. Ask questions to find out their needs. 9. Never try to close the deal at the function. 10. Be yourself. Have fun. Why is it so important to network with other people when owning a business? Because without building those key relationships, our businesses won't grow. So you're probably saying what the steps are in effective networking. 1. Attend networking functions with a goal. Make sure how many people you want to talk to. 2. Create a 30 to 60 second verbal business card. Be creative and passionate. 3. Find people that you want to learn more from, but not your friends. 4. Avoid long conversations just because they are comfortable. Remember, you are there for a purpose to grow that leads list. 5. Strive to show interest in others. Listen, listen, listen. 6. Show the confidence and passion about what you do. People will want to do business with passionate people. 7. Avoid the me, me, me concept. No one cares about you. All they care about is themselves. 8. Ask questions to find out their needs. 9. Never try to close the deal at the function. 10. Be yourself. Have fun.
New word.
Verbal. 4. Read the passage. Look at the gifts in the following pictures. Say which are the most appropriate gifts you will present to your friends or business associates.
Gift giving. With few exceptions, good business relationships are built upon strong personal relationships. Selecting an appropriate and proper gift requires knowledge and sensitivity. The art of gift giving is a tradition that has been around for a long time. There exists an excellent suggestion, which is avoiding giving something people already have. It is appropriate to bring a gift, particularly something representative of your town or region, to a business meeting or social event. A gift should always be wrapped, but avoid plain black or white paper because these are the colors of mourning. The Chinese will refuse a gift at first before finally accepting according to Chinese culture. You will have to continue to insist. Once the gift is accepted, express gratitude. You will be expected to go through the same routine if you are offered a gift. Giving a gift to the entire company, rather than an individual, can be acceptable in Chinese business culture. Make sure that all business negotiations be concluded before gifts are exchanged. Valuable gifts should be given to an individual only in private and strictly as a gesture of friendship. Make sure that the gifts given to people of the same level of importance are equitable or similar grade. Somehow, they may find out later, and the difference may lead to strains in your relationship. Do not wrap a gift before arriving in China, as it may be unwrapped at the customs checkpoint. If possible, have your gifts wrapped in red paper, which is considered a lucky color. Plain red paper is one of the few safe choices, since a variety of meanings, many of which are negative, are attributed to colors in Chinese culture. Pink and gold and silver are also acceptable colors for gift wrap. Wrapping in yellow paper with black writing is a gift given only to the dead. Also, do check the variations from region to region about colors. Provide cultural training for employees who are responsible for making gift selections, or work with cultural experts that can make suggestions, or review your corporate gift-giving programs. Appreciated gifts. A good cognac or other fine liqueur. A fine pen, not a pen with red ink. Writing in red ink symbolizes severing ties. Solar calculators. Kitchen gadgets. Stamps, if the recipient is interested in them. Stamp collecting is very popular here. A cigarette lighter, assuming the recipient is a smoker. Gifts to avoid. The following items are to be avoided as they are associated with funerals. Straw sandals, chrysanthemums, clocks, handkerchiefs, umbrella or white flowers. Four of any item. The Cantonese word for four sounds similar in the same language to death. Gifts or wrapping paper in white, black or blue.
New words.
Exception.
Sensitivity.
Representative.
Wrap.
Gratitude.
Negotiation.
Equitable.
Checkpoint.
Attribute.
Cognac.
Liqueur.
Sever.
Sandal.
Chrysanthemum.
New word.
Awkward.
Public relations.
公关.
2. Listen to a couple discussing TV commercials. Fill in the blanks.
This TV show is so boring. Let's have a change.
Oh, it's also an advertisement. It's the electronics I've been looking for.
Have you found that we are no longer as disgusted with the commercials as we had been before?
Yes, I had the same feeling. I even discussed this with my colleagues. Guess what? A few of them even sang several of the commercial songs.
That's interesting. Well, sometimes I wouldn't know what there was to buy if we didn't have advertisements.
Yes, that's true, up to a point. Advertisements provide information that we need. If someone has produced a new product, naturally the seller wants to tell us about it.
Yes, and advertisements tell us which product is the best.
Do they? I don't think so. Every manufacturer says that his product is the best, or at least tries to give that impression. Only one can be the best, so the others are misleading us, aren't they?
Well, in a way, I suppose. But we don't have to believe them, do we?
Are you saying that advertisements aren't effective? I don't think that intelligent businessmen would spend millions of dollars on advertising if nobody believed the advertisements, do you?
Perhaps not. But after all, it's their money that they are spending.
I don't think so. The cost of advertising is added to the price of the product. You and I, and all the other people who buy the thing, pay for the advertising.
Well, I suppose we get something for our money, some information.
Yes, but don't forget it's sometimes misleading information and sometimes harmful.
This TV show is so boring. Let's have a change.
Oh, it's also an advertisement. It's the electronics I've been looking for.
Have you found that we are no longer as disgusted with the commercials as we had been before?
Yes, I had the same feeling. I even discussed this with my colleagues. Guess what? A few of them even sang several of the commercial songs.
That's interesting. Well, sometimes I wouldn't know what there was to buy if we didn't have advertisements.
Yes, that's true, up to a point. Advertisements provide information that we need. If someone has produced a new product, naturally the seller wants to tell us about it.
Yes, and advertisements tell us which product is the best.
Do they? I don't think so. Every manufacturer says that his product is the best, or at least tries to give that impression. Only one can be the best, so the others are misleading us, aren't they?
Well, in a way, I suppose. But we don't have to believe them, do we?
Are you saying that advertisements aren't effective? I don't think that intelligent businessmen would spend millions of dollars on advertising if nobody believed the advertisements, do you?
Perhaps not. But after all, it's their money that they are spending.
I don't think so. The cost of advertising is added to the price of the product. You and I, and all the other people who buy the thing, pay for the advertising.
Well, I suppose we get something for our money, some information.
Yes, but don't forget it's sometimes misleading information and sometimes harmful.
New words.
Disgusted.
Manufacturer.
3. Listen to the passage about what makes a good, interesting story. Write down the 3 main criteria for telling an interesting story. Then answer the questions.
An interesting story means that you have something interesting to say and to be printed. Everyone else has something of interest to say, so how do you make your story interesting? First, you must see what the media is looking for. Each newspaper, magazine, or other publication has a different slant to make their publication more saleable. Secondly, you should take a look at what your story is and make sure that it is a story you can repeat quite easily. Do not make things up because you may find you will defend or expand the story and will not know what to say someday. Lastly, the story will need to be part of how you have defined yourself and your business. It can be anything like presenting your proposals to the survival of business risk. An interesting story is likely to lead some newspapers or publications to contact you immediately. You must prepare yourself for additional articles and an expansion of your story. You will also find that people at networking events will want to know more, too. What a perfect opportunity to pass out your business card! An interesting story means that you have something interesting to say and to be printed. Everyone else has something of interest to say, so how do you make your story interesting? First, you must see what the media is looking for. Each newspaper, magazine, or other publication has a different slant to make their publication more saleable. Secondly, you should take a look at what your story is and make sure that it is a story you can repeat quite easily. Do not make things up because you may find you will defend or expand the story and will not know what to say someday. Lastly, the story will need to be part of how you have defined yourself and your business. It can be anything like presenting your proposals to the survival of business risk. An interesting story is likely to lead some newspapers or publications to contact you immediately. You must prepare yourself for additional articles and an expansion of your story. You will also find that people at networking events will want to know more, too. What a perfect opportunity to pass out your business card!
New words.
Slant.
Saleable.
4. Read the passage, filling each blank with the words from the passage.
How to do business in China. It is not surprising at all when many foreign investors complain when they do business in China. Many wondered why their years of experience in the business world could not be applied in China immediately. Doing business is about building mutual trust and benefit amidst establishing relationship with people. If you do not understand your counterpart well, it will be quite difficult to establish good cooperation with him. An old Chinese saying goes, "Know yourself and your enemy well, and you can fight 100 battles without any fear of defeat." This greatly emphasizes the importance of knowing and understanding your counterpart. Modern economic models differ greatly from the traditional one, whereby people in the past fight till the last man standing. Today, people seek to achieve a win-win situation and pursue a long-term trade cooperation under a fair and healthy competition environment. Understanding factors such as China's history, humanity and culture will be the key to investors' success in China. as Western thinking and China's traditional values do differ, encountering the cultural differences is therefore inevitable. Thus, a better understanding of the cultural differences is necessary when doing business in China. In China, guanxi, relationship, is a complicated field. Establishing relationship with others does not mainly deal with achieving own self-interests or personal goals. A special feature of doing business in China would be that guanxi, relationship in China, will have to include relationship with the government body, investors, partners, and even relationship with your own staff. The Chinese government plays a large role in administrating the investment in China. This is because China is a socialist state. The economy is still largely controlled and managed by the government. So when doing business in China, it is important for foreign investors to learn to coordinate with the Chinese government. At the same time, seeking a suitable local partner may be a shortcut and helping hand in developing your business in the Chinese market. China, at the moment, can be said to be a big, open market, and the ability to prevail over competition is a very important issue today. Investors should fully realize and maximize one's advantages. The Vice Minister of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Economic Cooperation had previously stated in his speech that being a member of the World Trade Organization, Chinese government will continuously rectify and standardize the economic structure of the market and will persistently crack down illegal acts of producing counterfeit products. Technology level in China is still relatively lagging behind. Thus, foreign investors should fully make use of their advantages in technology and expertise to produce high-quality products and services. Continuous development of one's technology and emphasizing on innovation will be the key to success.
New words.
Counterpart.
Whereby.
Pursue.
Encounter.
Inevitable.
Administrate.
Coordinate.
Prevail.
Rectify.
Standardize.
Counterfeit.
Expertise.
Innovation.
Proper noun.
The Ministry of Foreign Trade and Economic Cooperation.